Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals.
Becca, there are so many rides to choose from at Disneyland Resort, and when you're on a time limit, you can't possibly get all of them in. And especially when we're adding attractions to the ride list, because there are some things that aren't exactly rides, but they are attractions. So many things to do, and I want to give people a reason, an out, an okay to skip some Disneyland rides. What do you think?
Blasphemy, Jessica. Blasphemy. No, no, there are rides that I skip every single visit. So it is totally allowed. You don't have to do everything, and you probably can't do everything in one visit if you're also doing attractions.
Right. And there's going to be some really practical reasons why you would skip rides. So we're going to share some of our favorite rides to skip at Disneyland Resort and why. Oh, my first one. We've talked about this so many times. It's the Finding Nemo submarine voyage. Now, I had issues with it because of the space constraints. It feels so stuck and stuffy. And I also saw people sitting in the subs for a very long time after an earthquake at Disneyland. And I never, ever want that to be me. So I'm going to definitely say, if you are prone to claustrophobia, skip Finding Nemo. Is that on your list?
It's on my list, especially because the smell. If you get a baby down there that has a diaper that needs changed, oh my heavens, it's awful. But if you're interested in it, but you're claustrophobic or you have kids that need to be a stroller, they do have an accessible option for people that can't get them down in the subs or don't want to use the subs. And it's a room where you get to view the attraction. So you just go through the exit and tell them that you want to view without going on a sub, and they will get you into that room.
That's a great hack to be able to see what you're missing. Now, I have been on Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage several times in the past few years, because when I go with other people, especially people that I don't go with a ton, like extended family or different friend groups, I don't really have any attraction that is a hard no for me. I really will go on everything. So Finding Nemo, if you are going to go on it, I do want to say that there are some dark and scary elements. So some kids will not like that. Some, it doesn't faze. Also know that the stairs down there are very, very steep and narrow, and that can be an issue for accessibility as well. But the attraction itself is really beautiful. The way they've updated it over the years, it is really a beautiful example of quality imagineering and storytelling.
Definitely. But I have an issue with the fact that you said there's nothing that's a hard pass for you, because I definitely have a hard pass. Like, yeah, I don't care
which who ones are those.
Mickey's Wheel of Death, the swinging gondolas on Pixar Pal Around. So we it's lovingly referred to as Mickey's Death Wheel or Mickey's Wheel of Death by Disney people. And yeah, that one's a hard no for me. There's okay. No way you are getting me on that.
So that's Pixar Pal Around, mm-hmm. the official name, and you have two options. You have a swinging gondola and you have a stable gondola. The stable gondolas also move. Don't be fooled. They do not swing and move feet back and forth along the tracks, but they are not completely stable. So you are going to be moving, and those are two different lines to get into. So make sure you're getting into the one that you want to. I also have to say that the swinging gondolas are not much on the way up, but they are on the way down. So you're first going to go up and you're going to go, oh, this isn't bad. And then you're going to go down, and then you're going to wonder why you allowed anyone to talk you into getting on that ride. Yes. So I have to say I've only done that once. So while it's not a hard no, it's like, look at how long the line is. Let's go on Incredicoaster instead. I do try to talk people out of that more often than not. So yes. It's a tricky one. It's the only ride in my adult and childhood life that has made me feel queasy.
And it's the only ride that supplies bags in case you get sick. Like, so we want you to know, we're not just being dramatic. Like, people get sick on this thing. People are like, yeah, some people love it. My husband loves it. But me, nope.
And what about your kids? Will they go on it with him or does he have to go?
Solo? My twins, no, they will not do the swinging ones. I think they've done it once with him and they were like, never again. My oldest must have forgotten what it was like and said he wanted to go with him one time. And my husband said his face, he was like pale white. But then after a few times, he was like, okay, I like it. Like a few of the slides.
Okay.
Down. And then he loves it. My oldest will go on it by himself.
Yeah. See, that's funny because some of my what to skip used to be, I hate this ride. And now over time, I've come to enjoy it. But let's stay on track with those rides that might make you a little queasy. I know there are a few of those for you and other listeners who might be prone to motion sickness. And those are going to be skip rides because you just don't want to do that to yourself. Push yourself that far so that your whole day at Disneyland is going to be ruined and maybe spending some time in the first aid center. So what are some of those skip rides for you?
Okay, so I will not do teacups unless my kids absolutely beg me to. So that one's definitely a skip for me. I don't do Smuggler's Run in Galaxy's Edge. I did that. I mean, I've done it with you because I did it when it first opened. I think I did it once with my family just so we could all do it together. But I haven't done it since because I got so sick and it didn't help that we got stuck on it for a few minutes on the ride that made me sick. But if I do it, I try to be the engineer because I found for some weird reason that one's the one I get least sick. I think because it's the farthest back, not as much virtual screens. So I skipped that one. I also tend to skip a lot of the ones that go around in circles, like swings, which also isn't very plus size friendly. So there's that reason. Golden Zephyr. I do pretty okay on Dumbo. I think, I don't know why, but I do. But a lot of those, I just don't do the round and round. I don't do Star Tours because it's the 3D stuff. And even without wearing the glasses, I still get motion sickness. So that's the main ones for me. But everyone's different. So like, Rise of the Resistance isn't super bad for me, but I definitely get a little queasy on it. And so it just depends. Like, take your Dramamine, take a relief band. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Star Tours, you are in front of a screen and you have the glasses on. And I will have to say that is the number one offender for nausea besides Pixar Pal Around. A lot of people have sensitivity to that type of environment with the screens and the 3D. And I also hear a lot of parents who were able to do that as a child and no longer can handle it. So falling in line with Star Tours, like you mentioned, is Smuggler's Run. That's the Millennium Falcon. And then Star Wars Rise of the Resistance has some of those type of elements. So yes. I took on my sister and my dad who cannot do Star Tours. And when that part came in Rise, I was a little concerned and they were as well. And they closed their eyes on that and they were able to handle it just fine. So just kind of know that about the attractions, know that about yourself. But interestingly enough, a screen ride also is Soarin', but you don't seem to have a problem on that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think there's no 3D elements. That helps a lot. And the movement isn't as jarring. So I think that one helps. They're also blowing air at you, which I think helps. Usually I can do pretty okay, even though I avoid a lot of the circle rides. I can do pretty okay on them because fresh air is hitting my face. You know, it's like when you're in the car and you feel a little queasy and you always want the window rolled down. Same type of thing. So I do okay on that one because it's just so smooth. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that a lot of people that I know that can't do Star Tours can do Soarin'. So Of course you want to skip rides that are going to make you sick. But there's also some rides that I skip because I just feel like they're not necessarily worth it. And yeah, I guess they're not worth it is the best way to describe that. Do you have any that jump out at you that you're like, not worth it, not going to go on this?
Unless I'm with my kids or someone that has a kid, I don't do Monsters, Inc. usually.
Okay.
I don't really do the carousels if I don't have a kid with me. The big one that I skip and I try to get my kids to not go on it is Inside Out Emotional Whirlwind.
Which is another
It's a circle line.
Circle.
And that one does make me a little sick if I'm going in the direction where I'm going backwards. But the big one for me on that is it is always seems to have like a 30-minute wait. And then you go around twice before you come down. Like, it's the shortest circle ride of any of the circular rides.
Yes. So super cute, especially adorable at nighttime, but not worth the long wait. If it's a walk-on or you're waiting like one cycle and it doesn't make you sick, I would say go on it. Some of my like not worth the wait are going to have to be carousel as well. Especially if it's a long line. I used to actually not let my kids do carousels at all because I was like, they can ride a carousel at the mall or something. Like, we have those. But now I've stopped being so strict about it. And if they feel like riding it, we can ride it. But some other things, I will have to say Autopia is one of mine, but it does have Lightning Lane. So we will go on that. Every now and then. It's also something that the smell really bothers me of the exhaust.
Yes.
And the pedals are really hard to push. I usually have to push the pedals even for when my kids were tall enough to go on it and to drive themselves. They're just very, very flat. You almost have to like make your foot go all the way flat. It's not like a regular car.
Yeah. And you have to floor it. Like if it's not completely to the floor, you're not going anywhere. Yeah. My oldest is like, I'm tall enough. I can do my own car. I said, I'm going to go with you because my mother-in-law is very short, by the way. She is tall enough, but she couldn't push the pedal down far enough. And so no, I'll go with you the first time. And he's like, yeah, I'm glad you're here because this sucks. And so I did it for him. But yeah, the smell is, it keeps a lot of people away. My kids still love it. So I do it for them because they like to feel like they're driving. But also it causes headaches for a lot of people, for parents when they let their kids drive because it's a car, but it's just got this track in between to keep you from going too far. And so if any of your kids are like mine, they like to just let go of the wheel.
Oh, gosh.
Or purposely go the way that they're doing it. So, yeah, that one I'm not a super big fan of. I still do it just because my kids love it. I try to avoid going with one of my kids specifically because he likes to do that one driving.
I hear ya. So, some other rides that I used to not like specifically because of that same jerkiness was Goofy Sky School. I used to not be able to handle that, but now that I know the movements, I'm down and I actually love that ride. I hate the two hard stops at the end though, but again, I know. So this is after the ride, you're going to be done and there's just two really hard stops and it always takes people by surprise. And I try to prepare anyone that I know that hasn't been on it, but I really love it, but I used to hate it. Do you ever go on that ride? What do you think?
I don't. So I think this is one we have to address a little bit more. Another reason why it's a skip is it is one of what's called an out-of-the-box ride. So what that means is it is a typical ride you might find at a fair or a smaller amusement park. It's the Wild Mouse, I think is what most of them, the type of ride is called, where you're up there and you turn really hard, like you feel like you're gonna go off the edge. So I don't do that one, and only two of my kids like that one, and so they will single rider it themselves because they're all old enough now to do that. So I'm not a super big fan of that one, but you mentioned the hard stop. And while this is not one of my skips because it's one of my favorite rides, Incredicoaster also has a really hard stop at the end that takes a lot of people by surprise. So just be aware of that. If that hard stop is really hard on your body, then you may want to avoid that one as well.
Okay, I'm going to give you a few things that were on my skip list in the past, and I've really changed my mind about those. We did a whole episode of I've Changed My Mind, but I'm just going to give a quick list, and you're going to quickly answer skip or do it, okay? Parades.
Do it. And okay. That's the fireworks. Do it.
Do it. But she made a face, guys. She made a face. So it's a sacrifice. Okay. Yeah. What about Main Street vehicles?
Skip. Okay. I like to do them, but it can
no,
be a skip.
No explanation. Just no. Tom Sawyer Island.
Do it.
Canoes.
Skip.
Say your truth.
I like them, but most people don't, so I'm saying skip.
Okay, then we're going to do them together. Because I'm like, you do leg days for days at Disneyland, and you need a little arm action in there. As long as it's not scorching hot outside, I'm down for some canoes. Let's stay at Rivers of America, Mark Twain Riverboat.
Do it.
Sailing ship Columbia.
100% do it, and make sure you go underneath.
Okay. Disneyland Railroad.
See, the problem is I'm a Disney nostalgia person, so I'm gonna do it. But these, I'll say okay. These last, I have to say these last three things, if you, this is your first visit and you're really into rides and like slow and easy isn't your thing, you can skip these, but they're a great rest ride. Okay, keep going.
Okay, I've got two more for you and then we're gonna wrap it up, but we wanna hear from you. What do you skip at Disneyland Resort? Okay, Becca, great moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Skip.
Okay, and the last one, we're going to go back into Fantasyland, Casey Jr. Circus Train.
Skip.
Okay, so a lot of skips we lined up on. Let us know if you lined up on some of our skips or how you navigate what you ride and what you don't ride. Is it because of nausea? Is it because of heights of children? Is it because fear of heights? Tell us all the things in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group.